Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Live with Kathy. And our topic today and our guest today, it's just the magic of chiropractic. Blog Talk Radio, can you imagine? Dr. Donna Brown is going to share with you the magic of chiropractic, the ability to unlock your body's potential with the natural chiropractic care that allow you to heal from the inside out. I love chiropractic. Now, it is my pleasure. Hello, Dr. Donna Brown.
Hello, Kathy. Hi, are you there?
I sure am. Now,
hey, Kathy.
What, dear?
Yep, this is Dr. Donna Brown.
All right. This is our special guest today. And she's going to help you live better, healing hands put to work by better understanding the benefits of chiropractic. You know that I have a love affair with chiropractic. And Dr. Donna, we've talked about this, but I don't want to take up the time. But I want you to know that our son, Bill, had it not been for chiropractic, he would not be enjoying optimal health. And in the book that I wrote about chiropractic, I say that chiropractic treatment changed his life. And as his mom, I could say chiropractic treatments saved his life. Now, all of you, get your pen and pad out. This show is archived. And you log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, C-A-T-H-I. Click on February 24th, and the topic is the magic of chiropractic. So, Dr. Donna, you're on.
I'm on.
You are the star. This is your stage. Tell us, give us your background.
Well, I'm going to start by saying thank you so much. And while I absolutely love this profession and this career, and as you said, I mean, I have the privilege of helping people improve their life. I mean, we're more than get rid of a back pain. We're about life. In fact, our motto at our office is helping you live better. And whatever that better is, we like to set goals, and whatever that is you're trying to improve, that's what we're going to help you with. And what's cool is we're doing this without the use of drugs or surgery. So even with the most difficult cases, I get to put on my, I call it my Sherlock Holmes hat, and figure out what it is I need to do to help you. And I just have to say thank you to you, because as much as I love chiropractic, I know you also love life. And I've heard your shows, and your passion for life is, it's just uplifting. And you're just fun to listen to, Kathy. So
Thank you so much for being you and what you do. Thank you, dear. Now, I need a contact number. By the way, Dr. Donna Brown, Excel Family Chiropractic and Wellness at 820 Geneva Parkway, Unit 105, Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, 53147. But what is your telephone contact number?
It is 262-248- mm-hmm. 6700, and I really suggest people check out our website. We have an awesome website, and it shows everything we do besides the chiropractic care. It's www.excelfamilychiro.com, and our Facebook page is Excel Family Chiropractic and Wellness, and we're always putting up latest research and little positive sayings of the day, and both are good, the website or the Facebook. I would check out them both.
Now, Dr. Donna, why did you take chiropractic when you know? Oh, by the way, all of you out there, you need to know that Dr. Donna and I have a great respect for our medical profession, but I see
totally.
That now they both resonate. One does not cancel out the other. They work together to help you enjoy a quality of life that eludes so many because your back hurts, your knees hurt, your elbows hurt. We're living longer, but not necessarily better.
Right, exactly. And I could tell you how I got into chiropractic, but I really want to hit some history today and how
sure.
chiropractic works sure. and what the difference is between us and our medical community. I was a phys ed major in undergrad. I was always in sports. I wanted to be a coach. I love helping people in that way. And to be a phys ed teacher, I don't know if you know, but at the time you were in school with pre-med students. You were taking biology and anatomy and all these same classes these medical people were in. Well, short story long, I kind of got bored with the phys ed thing, and my grandparents were brought up with chiropractic. They went the Napper paths. They never went to their They didn't have medical doctors. They're farmers. You know, they took care of themselves or went to the local chiropractor. So I think with that background, and I was already in that direction.
Oh, Dr. Donna, back up.
Yes.
Your grandparents were way ahead of their time. How did they
yeah.
know that chiropractic was going to help them live better? How did they know? And where
you know,
was the
I
farm?
Don't. Right. Well, it was in Dwight, Illinois. But I think what the thing is we're talking now back in, what, 1930s, 40s, 50s, even medical
uh-huh.
doctors were few and, you know, there weren't 10 medical doctors under one roof like there is today. So
mm-hmm.
they just went that route. Plus, they were natural. You just do it yourself. You let the body take care of itself before you run
awesome.
And get a medicine or surgery. So...
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so that's kind of how I got into chiropractic, and it's just been a great ride, a great journey. I just absolutely was a great career path. So do I have a second here to talk about some history?
Absolutely. Dr. Donna, this is your show. I'm just hosting. You're on.
All right, let's talk history. You know, history of any subject, I think, is very important so you understand the whole. And I think it's good to know who this guy, Daniel David Palmer, he's better known as D.D., Daniel David, and where he was thinking and what was going on during his time. But he was actually born in Canada, in Ontario, in 1845, and he also attended school there. At the age of 20, his family came to the United States, and I don't know all the specifics on that, but the bottom line is he ended up in Davenport, Iowa, which is not far from here, and that's
mm-hmm.
still where the Palmer College of Chiropractic is at, and one of the probably the best schools in the country. Anyway, Dede, he reminds me of these inventors like Thomas Edison and Ford and Benjamin Franklin. I mean, these guys, I think, just think differently than the rest of us. But he held different jobs, such as beekeeper. He was a school teacher. Did you know the definition of doctor's teacher, by the way? Not to
no.
get off the subject, but he was a grocery store owner. But the main thing is he was so interested in the body and health and what keeps the body healthy. He was just a thinker, a philosopher of the time. When we know this through his writings, he authored many books. We call them the Green Books. And he would write ideas like, how is it you have two workers at the same workbench, one gets sick and the other doesn't? What makes this person susceptible to illness while the guy working 2 feet away from him is healthy? I mean, he would think about things like this. So in the 1870s, he's probably 25, 26, D.D. Palmer's learning and studying these various health philosophies of the time, things like metaphysics. And I know that's a big word that maybe some people don't know the definition of, and it's a whole topic in and of itself, but it has to do with, like, the existence of objects and properties and cause and effect and possibility and a branch of metaphysics is ontology, and that's the study of being, just being, who we are, how we relate to one another. And another branch is cosmology, which talks about the origin and meaning of the universe and how we relate to our surroundings. And keep this in mind, we're building up here to how we get into chiropractic. So he's talking about these kind of ideas and subjects, and he's also studying magnetic healing, spiritualism. I could go on and on about this guy. Anyway, he wants to know why. Why in particular does the human body stay healthy? And as I said, this is an important part of the history of chiropractic. It's his way of thinking about health that separates us from the medical model. So the medical model, at least during its early years, and still really today, they can talk prevention. They're not they have a good place. We need them. But they wait until the body gets sick. Then their fix is a this for that mentality, meaning if your stomach hurts, you take the purple pill. If your head hurts, you take the blue pill. If your gallbladder is suffering, you take it out. So rather than step back and look, well, what's that person going through? Is there stress? What's the work environment? What is that whole person going through? They're more like they're this for that once the disease or illness has started. And as you said earlier, we are very medical model friendly. We have a lot of great MDs we refer back and forth. We need them. I mean, we have emergencies. We have heart attacks. We have strokes. They play a saving part. You know, they save lives. When I had a toothache in the 2 a.m. in the morning, I was extremely grateful for the emergency room and that pain med I needed. But the problem is they're taking this fire department model and trying to put it into a healthcare model, and it doesn't work like that. So chiropractic, we're looking at the whole body, and we're looking at how the body works. What is it born with that it maintains its own health? You know, think about this. We were not knitted together or put together haphazardly. We have all the parts we have for a reason. We have no spare parts. We have no unnecessary parts. And we were born with this innate, inborn intelligence that regulates our 37 trillion cells in response to our environment. The environment's changing just as we go from our home to the car to work. And D.D. Palmer was saying, we have inside of a self-regulating, self-healing organism with that ability, as you said, Kathy, you nailed it. I could have went home after your introduction. Given no interference, our body knows how to take care of itself. So that's the philosophical difference between the medical model of alleviating the symptom with a pill or taking the part out.
All right, now, Dr. Yep. Donna, just let me digress for 1 minute.
Mm-hmm.
It is, in your mind's eye, all of you, I want you to sit quietly, close your eyes, and hear what Dr. Donna is saying. I've raised my kids on chiropractic. Now, that I did not say that we don't pay attention to the medical doctor, but stop and think about this. Helping hands, healing hands, are working on your body to prevent any illness or to misalignment or whatever. In medical,
exactly.
You wait until you've gone the entire route and you are so sick, you've got to have a script. Now, doesn't it make sense to embrace chiropractic and know it is not someone cracking your back? I could just see their minds going, that is so archaic. And by the way, if you're holding that thought, your thinking is archaic. And it's time for you to flush that stuff down the new, you know what. But it just, the epiphany, I could just see Dee Dee sitting there saying, wait a minute, let's prevent it before it destroys our body.
Right.
So the
right.
Epiphany, what did he get? What was his epiphany?
It was this, that your brain, and I was going to go, you just went right where I was going. It was perfect, Kathy. our brain, your brain is your owner's manual. Your brain controls, coordinates, directs, responds to whatever's going on in your environment. It is the owner's manual. The challenge is your brain and spinal cord are very delicate, and to protect that system, you've got the cranium or the, you know, your the skull, which is bone, around your brain to protect it, right, if you hit it, and you've got the bony spinal column, those vertebrae, there's 24 of them, so we can move and bend, but that's bone to protect the spinal cord. So people think of chiropractors as being a back doctor, joint doctor, orthopedic. We're more neurologists. We truly are more neurologists. Our key is that we want to keep that brain-body connection intact so that the brain can see like a flu bug that's coming by and respond, or you ate breakfast. How did you digest that? Your brain did it for you. How are you going to assimilate the food, eliminate what's left? That's all under the control of the brain, you know. So I'm going to get back to a little bit of history here that's kind of fun. So 1880s, D.D. Palmer, he's got a magnetic healing office in Davenport. And, hey, people living in Davenport who are listening, his first office was in the Putnam Building down on 2nd and Brady Street. It's kind of like the famous building in the chiropractic history. So there's a janitor working there. His name's Harvey Lillard. And he had his shirt off. And so you know how people in a bathing suit, you can see those little bumps down their back? Those are called spinous processes. And while Harvey's working around the office, Dee Dee notices something doesn't seem lined up. There's a lump or a bump. And Harvey Lillard, by the way, was deaf. And his story is that one day while he was working, he heard or felt a pop in his upper back. And from that time on, was deaf. So Dee Dee wondered if that upper back, that lump or bump he was seeing out of place, had anything to do with his deafness. And like you said, can you imagine, here's Harvey Lillard, here's Dee Dee. I don't know if you've ever seen a picture of Dee Dee. He's not like this handsome. He's got this long white beard. He looks pretty rough, actually. And can you imagine Dee Dee Palmer saying to Harvey, hey, come on over here and let me move your spine around and see if we can get your hearing. But anyway, after three adjustments to the top of his back, it's called T1. So it wasn't even his neck. It was his upper back. His hearing returned.
No way.
Yeah, so this is September 18th, 1895, which is now the date chiropractors celebrate. It's like the anniversary of chiropractic. So that's 121 years ago. And people might say, well, what's the difference between chiropractic and osteopathy? Chiropractic is a precise adjustment to a precise, specific vertebra in a specific direction for a specific result. Everything is precise. So these people that come in and, well, I adjust myself, I just stretch this way and everything pops, that's not an adjustment. You might be relieving pressure off a joint. Sure, that feels good. But is that necessarily relieving your nervous system from stress? Probably not.
And is it healing?
And is it healing? Because here's the thing, these people that do this, they're always doing it. Our goal is to get you stable to where that vertebra starts, you know, staying in a good place. So let me cover some definitions here, too. Based on the, you know, the books he read and his studies of anatomy and physiology and all these other health philosophies, he was just learning how the body works, and people talk about, oh, chiropractic, it's a cult, we're unscientific. Nothing is further from the truth, and technology has proven him right. In the 1990s, they found the nerve pathway from T1 to the hearing. He was 100 years ahead of his time. So that when that bone is out of place and puts pressure on that nerve and then you lose that function, that is called a subluxation. And I know a lot of people have even a hard time saying that word, but the word subluxation means just less than a dislocation. So if you can picture a dislocation of a joint, picture it just less than that. That's a subluxation. You get Nerve impingement, muscle tightness, blood flow change, lymphatic change. You have a lot going on when that happens. So you would want those corrected to restore that body-brain communication.
Dr. Donna, and I need to interrupt you here. Just hold your thought.
Go right ahead.
Dee Dee was a visionary with futuristic insights. He was chosen. Now, you're listening to Live with Kathy, and our topic is the magic of chiropractic. And our guest is Dr. Donna Brown, chiropractor extraordinaire. The show is archived. After we're done with the show, Fini, you log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, CathiWatson, click on February 24th, and it's the magic of chiropractic. Now, Donna, Dr., before I turn the microphone over to you, I want all of you to know that our daughter, at the age of 46, had her first baby. And the first doctor to see our grandson was a chiropractor. And I've raised all of my kids on chiropractic. So it's not limited to the elderly. This is worldwide because we're all connected. We only have one freedom, and we'll talk about it on another show. Now, write down blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. And click on February 24th, and it's the magic of chiropractic. And then I want you to email this link to your email database. Ask them to forward it to their email database, and so on and so on. And within minutes, you are heard locally, nationally, and reaching listeners in any country in the world. Chiropractic is here to help you enjoy a quality of life that eludes you right now because you don't understand the magic and the benefits of chiropractic. Back to Dr. Donna.
Let's talk about, you just said it, that word, chiropractic. Chiropractic is not just this word thrown out. Everything has meaning here. Chiro in Greek was spelled K-H-E-I-R-O, and it means hand. And practical is Greek. So chiropractic literally means practice by hand, done by hand. And in 1895, before we had our fancy tables that we have now and all these fancy instruments, they practiced literally by hand, which I do. Many chiropractors still do. And I'm going to say right now, if you are out there suffering needlessly because you are afraid of the adjustment, I'm just going to say stop it.
Sure.
And I'm going to say
Absolutely.
What Kathy said. It's archaic because there's 130 techniques out there, and my adjustments are tailored for, is it an osteoporotic spine? Is it osteoarthritic? Do I have post-surgery there? Is this an infant who's 15 minutes old who I've adjusted? Is this a 98-year-old who I've adjusted? You know, we're a family mm-hmm. practice. We see everybody. And we can do by hand, we can do by instrument, and we have tables that do all different things for whatever the need is at the time. So I see people, or I have a spouse, and I'll say, why aren't I seeing your wife or your husband? Oh, they're afraid to come in. They're afraid you'll crack something. I'm like, oh, my gosh, it's just so old thinking. It's just, and there's so many people that could really benefit. Don't be afraid of the adjustment, really. It's just a lot of hearsay and wives' tale, I think, going around. You have more chance of, I love our medical community, but really a more chance of a side effect of a medication than an injury from an adjustment any day
Amen.
Of the week.
Amen. Amen. And we do know that Big Pharma just loves to write out prescriptions. And now you're listening to Dr. Donna Brown and the host, Kathy Watson. I walk the walk and talk the talk. If you truly want to enjoy a quality of life, to live your life like it's golden, be sure you get in touch with Dr. Donna. and make an appointment. Now, what is the best way for them to make an appointment, and what could they expect? Let's get to the hands-on. What is their expectation? Or let me say this. I want you to clear your mind. Get rid of that negative self-talk. Have an open mind and go in. We're living in a stressful world. That's cutting off all the oxygen to the brain. And then we wonder why we have dementia and Alzheimer's and so on and so forth. Don't you understand that the hands-on, practical way of creating a golden life for you is the magic of chiropractic? I told you, our baby just came out into this world, and the first one, the grandbaby, that saw him was a chiropractor. Now, what was the youngest that you've ever treated and the oldest?
15 minutes. 15 minutes old. And people would say, why would you do that? Because that your first trauma is the birthing trauma, especially C-sections and if they have to use a vacuum or forceps. So I see a lot of babies. It's getting more popular, too. Moms want the babies checked. They nurse better. They sleep better. This word colic, I think colic just means they're crying. They don't know why they're crying, and they come in, and I find muscle spasms on these little bodies and subluxations just from the birthing process. And the oldest, in their 90s, I've not seen anybody 100 yet, but it's just a matter of time, but 98, and I have a dozen 90-plusers, and they're playing golf, and they're walking, and they love their chiropractic adjustments.
Now, chiropractic care is also about lifestyle, making sure nutrition is good, movement, exercise. What
exactly?
Give them.
We have
a nutritionist here.
Wait.
We only have about 3 minutes left. So I'm going to give them the link to the archive show, blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. Click on February 24th, The Magic of Chiropractic. So I want you, in a nutshell, to give them every reason why, regardless of ethnicity, regardless of gender, age, why you should be checked out by a chiropractor and how to get in touch with you.
Everybody needs to be checked by a chiropractor. Our spine is it. Our brain and spinal cord is what drives your body, and it lives in that backbone, and that spine has to be in good condition. And that's what we do. We ensure good condition, proper position, great function, so your brain and spinal cord can take care of your body. So I would call our phone number, 262-248-6700. Make an appointment. You'll get a consultation, your health history, and a chiropractic exam, which includes, again, what the medical doctor would do, reflexes, orthopedic tasks. But beyond that, we're looking at the function and structure of your spine. We would take x-rays to see what's in there, condition, and then explain the course of care and go from there. And people who come, we don't twist their arm to come back. They love to come back because now they know what true health feels like.
I could just say, oh dear, we have 90 seconds left, but all of you out there, I told you to shut down the self-talk and move out of your comfort zone and get in touch with Dr. Donna Brown. And you could also email me, but the show is not about me. I am a champion. I am a torchbearer for chiropractic. Healing hands put to work. Dr. Donna, you have 1 minute. You're on.
I would go to our website. Everything's on there. www.excelfamilychiro.com. You can see what the first visit's like. You can meet our staff. You can sign up for our e-health newsletter, which people are loving. That's what I would do, is check out that website. Everything's there.
Helping you live a better life. That's the magic of chiropractic and healing hands. put to work. Isn't it worth a phone call? Isn't it worth to click on to their website? Dr. Donna Brown, thank you so much for sharing your experience and your joy of being a healer of life. You're listening to Live with Kathy. Thank you, Dr. Donna Brown. Keep wanting to call you Donna. My pleasure. Au revoir.
Au revoir. Thank you.